Bon dia, bons dies, bon nit. En nom de la rectora de la Universitat de Girona, doncs és un plaer donar-vos la benvinguda en aquest acte de presentació del projecte TIMSIS. On behalf of the rector of the University of Girona, welcome to this event of presentation of the TIMSIS project. Estic content de compartir la taula amb el subdirector de l'Escola Politècnica, en Rafa García, el doctor Rafa García, la doctora Elena Roget, que és la coordinadora d'aquest programa, el doctor Peter Zavialov, que ve de del Shirshov Institute d'Oceanografia de l'Acadèmia de les Ciències de Rússia, la doctora Valentina Khan, que ve del Centre Hidrometeorològic de la Federació Russa, i també ens acompanya, encara que no estigui a la taula, el cònsul de la Federació Russa a Barcelona, a qui agraeixo la seva presència. Thank you for being with us. Doncs bé, dono la paraula en primer lloc al doctor Rafa García, sotsdirector de l'Escola Politècnica.
Molt bé, moltes gràcies. Vicerrector, coordinadors del programa, companys, cònsul, per mi és un honor estar aquí i acollir aquesta presentació d'aquest projecte. En primer lloc, voldria disculpar el director de la Politècnica, que degut a problemes d'agenda doncs, no ha pogut estar aquí amb nosaltres avui, i tot i que li hauria agradat molt, i m'ha transmès doncs, la seva il·lusió per tirar endavant aquest projecte. I des de la Politècnica únicament mostrar el nostre suport per a aquest tipus d'activitats. Creiem que el fet d'establir xarxes dintre del marc europeu, ja no només amb universitats de dintre d'Europa, sinó també amb tercers països que poden accedir a aquest tipus de projectes i finançament, tot i que petit, de la Unió Europea per poder establir aquestes col·laboracions, em sembla que és una cosa que és molt i molt interessant i que té el ple suport de l'Escola Politècnica Superior. Moltes gràcies.
Gràcies, Rafa. I ara té la paraula la professora Elena Roget, que és la coordinadora del programa, que ens explicarà, per tant, doncs, el programa TIMSIS. Gràcies.
Moltes gràcies per la presentació del vicerrector de recerca i per el sotsdirector de l'Escola Politècnica. Ara procuraré breument explicar el programa TIMSIS, sobretot primer des d'un punt de vista científic. Tal com el seu nom indica, no tenim la presentació, el projecte centra en l'estudi dels processos físics subjacents a la dinàmica del sistema climàtic. En aquests últims anys s'ha fet un gran esforç per tenir una visió global del clima i s'ha identificat clarament una situació de canvi climàtic. Però fet això, actualment es veu la necessitat de no abandonar els estudis dels processos claus que condueixen en aquest canvi. Això es recull en el quart informe del Panell Internacional sobre el Canvi Climàtic, que vol assessorar les polítiques de gestió en els governs. Aquest informe també parla de la necessitat de tenir bones dades experimentals per contrastar els models i que cal tenir més dades de llocs de difícil accés, dades més precises i dades més fiables d'arreu. Una zona especialment sensible del canvi climàtic és la zona d'Àsia Central, de la que d'altra banda manquen dades. En aquesta regió i durant els últims segles s'ha documentat un augment d'entre 1 i 2 graus de la temperatura superficial i les prediccions mantenen la tendència a augmentar la temperatura en aquesta zona, on conviuen doncs, un mar en recessió, donat inicialment a la mala gestió de recursos hídrics, que és el mar d'Aral, un mar en expansió, el mar Caspi, degut principalment a l'augment del cabal del seu fluent principal, que és el riu Volga, i un mar profund, el mar Negre, de més de 2 quilòmetres de fondària, on el canvi climàtic deixa traces que es poden estudiar. D'altra banda, aquests canvis en aquests mars interiors influeixen en la meteorologia de la zona. Amb aquest projecte, TIMSIS, el que volem estudiar aquests mars interiors, ja que creiem que poden aportar informació valuosa per la comprensió dels estudis dels processos de retroalimentació entre el sistema terrestre, l'aquàtic i l'atmosfèric en general. En aquest marc, doncs, els centres que participen en el TIMSIS tenen investigadors amb les experteses pertinents i complementàries per abordar l'estudi d'aquest sistema des d'una disciplina interdisciplinària, incloent també la perspectiva paleoclimàtica, però fent sempre èmfasi en els processos que el regeixen. Aquests centres els ha mencionat abans el vicerrector de recerca, per tant, no els tornaré a mencionar i us podeu veure aquí a la pantalla. No em sembla que no ha mencionat tots els centres, ha presentat només els centres russos que participen en el projecte, però hi ha també dos centres anglesos, un de la Universitat de Brunel a Londres, un altre de la Universitat de Liverpool i un centre americà de la Universitat de Notre Dame d'Indiana. El projecte CRIM6 és sobretot un programa d'intercanvi en què hi participen una quarantena de persones, majoritàriament investigadors de reconegut prestigi internacional, però també investigadors joves i personal tècnic i d'administració i de serveis. Tots ells, durant els propers 4 anys, es desplaçaran entre els centres europeus i els dos centres russos i l'americà, concretament pel que fa a la Universitat de Girona, durant els propers 4 anys, en promig, tindrem sempre un visitant vinguent d'un d'aquests centres estrangers i la mobilitat dels investigadors a la Universitat de Girona cap a fora doncs serà del mateix ordre. El programa va començar el mes de juny passat i ja s'han desplaçat 10 investigadors. Actualment estan fent una estada a la Universitat de Girona doncs, el professor Lídia Dimitreva, que és honorable científica de Rússia, i la doctora Marina Shatilova, thanks a lot to be here today. Molts dels investigadors sèniors que participen en el projecte lideren grups de recerca i projectes que tracten sobre temàtiques centrals o tangencials al projecte. Per tant, aquest projecte europeu reforça ja els projectes que ja existeixen en els diferents països i que permeten tenir una massa crítica per abordar estudis més complexos que d'altra forma no es podrien abordar. En el cas de la Universitat de Girona, el programa, tal com ha dit, es coordina des del grup de física ambiental, del qual hi participa la majoria dels investigadors. El grup de física ambiental estudia la dinàmica dels fluids medioambientals, ho fa sobretot des d'una aproximació experimental i numèrica, i aborda també aspectes tècnics i metodològics de variables ambientals rellevants, com la cobertura dels núvols, com els fluxos turbulents en sistemes aquàtics. El grup també estudia com la dinàmica dels geofluïts repercuteix en la seva qualitat i, en el cas de l'aigua, en l'ecologia. En el programa, a més dels investigadors, també hi participen personal d'administració i serveis, sense els quals la implementació d'aquest projecte seria impossible, i més concretament en el cas de la Universitat de Girona, en què coordina aquest projecte. El projecte està implementat en el suport directe de la secretària administrativa i el tècnic informàtic del Departament de Física, si bé naturalment la gestió del programa també requereix de la implicació de nivells superiors d'administració com el de l'Escola Politècnica o l'Oficina d'Investigació i Transferència Tecnològica, també el Servei Informàtic de la Universitat de Girona. D'altra banda, la llengua vehicular del projecte és la llengua anglesa, malgrat la majoria dels participants no la tenim com a llengua materna. I per tant, el suport del Servei de Llengües Modernes, que va ser molt important en la redacció del projecte, ho continua sent per la seva implementació i la disseminació dels resultats entre la comunitat científica internacional. El projecte, ja ho veieu, el projecte CLEM6 és un projecte gran i de llarga durada que comencem amb molta il·lusió i convençuts de que sabrem aprofitar les sinergies i complementaritats entre els grups que formem part i que farem un pas més en el coneixement dels processos físics subjacents al sistema climàtic i al seu comportament global i local, i no només a l'Àsia Central, sinó llavors també per aquí a Catalunya. Això és tot el que us volia comentar, no sé, per tenir una visió global del projecte.
Gràcies, Helena. I ara dono la paraula al doctor Peter Zavialov, que, com he dit abans, és l'Associate Director of the Sysrov Institute of Europe of Oceanography de Russian Academy of Sciences. Doctor Zavialov.
Bom, primeiro eu queria dizer que é muito prazer meu estar aqui hoje e queria agradecer a professora Helena e todos os organizadores dessa apresentação. Agora eu vou falar inglês, que é mais fácil para mim. Well, I prepared a short presentation of our institute. That is Shirshov Institute of Oceanology that belongs to the Russian Academy of Sciences. Well, first of all, when I refer to the Shirshov Institute, many people ask, what is Shirshov or who is Shirshov? So let me explain it first. Professor Pyotr Shirshov was the founder and the first director of our institute. He was famous for his participation in the first drifting ice camp on the North Pole. And soon afterwards, he organized the institute and became its first director. Nowadays, our institute is the largest and also the oldest Russian institution in the field of oceanography. There are some numbers here. So the institute was founded in 1946. Numbers more than 1,200 of employees, of which about one half are scientists, and almost 400 of them are doctoral or habilitation level. We got a graduate school with about 60 students. The number of publications in the last year was over 400, including 18 books. So this gives you an idea of the scale of the institute. Furthermore, we got a fleet of six ships. The institute is divided into four principal divisions, which are biological, geological, physical oceanography divisions, and also ocean engineering division. I actually, at the moment, am the head of the physical oceanography division. The divisions are further subdivided into departments that cover different areas of oceanography. We also got five regional filial branches. So the headquarters is in Moscow, but there are also five filial branches. This is the list of departments of physical oceanography division. I'm not going to read it, but this is just to give you a brief idea of the spectrum of oceanography issues that we address, and those range from small scale mixing, turbulence, etc., to global ocean circulation and other climate variability and other areas of oceanography. Well, this is the map of Russia, and the headquarters is in Moscow, but as I said, we got five filial branches. And those are the Atlantic branch in Kaliningrad, mainly dealing with the Baltic Sea. This is also the home of the fleet. Then we got a branch in St. Petersburg, in Arkhangelsk, dealing with the northern seas. Also a big filial in the south, in the Black Sea, that's the southern branch. And also a small branch in the Caspian Sea, in Astrakhan. Also, we got permanent projects going on about the Kara Sea, the Ochotsk Sea, Sea of Ochotsk, Japan Sea, Lake Baikal, and other inland seas and marginal seas of Russia. Well, this is just to let you know that we got our own journal, and that's the principal journal in the field of oceanography in Russia. This is the fleet. So we got actually three very large ships with displacement of almost 7,000 tons, so they can be used globally for oceanographic research, and also three smaller ships. Also, I would like to show the submersibles that we operate. There are two, MIR-1 and MIR-2. Many of you probably have heard of it. So they can go to the maximum depth of 6,000 meters and accommodate a crew of three scientists. So the recent dives to Titanic, for example, these are real photos taken from MIRs. Also, the dive on the North Pole, and we deployed the flag of Russia in the North Pole, which was somewhat controversial. Later on, some politics argued that we should not have done this, but on the other hand, why not? You know, Americans put the flag on the moon, so we at least can put it in the North Pole. And also, on the right photo, do you recognize the guy?
Yes.
This is our prime minister, who also participated in one dive in Lake Baikal last year. Well, we also got some unmanned submersibles like this one, Gnome. It can go to 600 meters. Well, I will go very quickly through some results. I selected them only the results that are relevant to the topic of this project. So these are some trends of cyclonic activity in the northern hemisphere as modeled from global circulation models. So the number of deep cyclones is likely to increase in the future. Wave climate also tends to increase the wave height and steepness. This is a drift experiment in the Black Sea that was carried out in the last few years. So the drifters lay very nicely to the general scheme of the Black Sea circulation. So we look into how this circulation changes with the climate change, with the ongoing climate change. So this is also about the Black Sea, satellite data, and coccolithophorite blooming in the Black Sea that we try to monitor by means of satellite measurements and also direct measurements. Well, this is some modeling of river plumes in the Black Sea. So the river plumes are actually the agents that transmit the climate change signal from the continent into the sea. So this is important. Also, we are monitoring the Aral Sea that is drying out, and the salinity is building up to 150 almost at the moment. This is how the salinity was increasing over the last years. This is about the Baltic Sea and the White Sea. Actually, there are groups in the Institute that investigate the influence of the climate change in the White Sea onto the marine mammals, like this guy in the left, in the right lower corner. Well, and almost the last slide. So this is just an excerpt from the project CLIMSEAS, which identifies the role of Shirshov Institute in the project. So we are going to contribute into the program through our expertise in, first of all, physical oceanographic studies, and also by providing climatic feedbacks. So there will be two informal groups, one focused on physical oceanography issues and the other one focused on climatology. And also, one of the tasks as planned in the project was new data collection in the Aral Sea, and that was scheduled for the first year of the project. So I'm happy to inform you that this field survey was accomplished just 2 weeks ago. I came back from there. So this is the group that collected new data from the Aral Sea. And thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Peter. And now it's the time of Dr. Valentina Kang, who comes from the Agrometeorological Center of the Russian Federation. Valentina.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thank organizers for these very nice meetings, and especially thank you very much, Елена Роже. And this is very nice opportunity to introduce our center, and this is a very big honor for me. And the full name of our center is Hydrometeorological Research Center of the Russian Federation. In short, it will be HydroMet Center of Russia, and acronym RHMC. And it was funded 8 years ago, and actually at initial stage it was known as Central Institute of Forecast, and over the last few decades it's granted with status a research center. And at current moment there are employed 410 people, and about 150 have a PhD degree and a high proficiency level in the area meteorology, climatology, and oceanology. And there are 80 departments and laboratory and 11 administrative entities. And this on the system of World Meteorological Organization, HydroMet Center, functions as a World Meteorological Center in the world, three, in Moscow, our center, in Washington, and in Melbourne. And also it's function at regional specialized meteorological center, North Eurasian Climate Center, and global producing center of seasonal forecasts. And here I would like to point out a unique property of our center, what we have a good combination of the research and operational practice. And the main direction of the activity of our center can be subdivided in three big areas. The first is research activity, mainly focused on the investigation of the formation processes, improvement of the methods of forecasting, developing of these methods, and modeling and monitoring of atmospheric and oceanic circulation processes. We have a very important component, operational forecasting activity. And so also we have a very good international activity, as well as in the system of World Meteorological Organization. And also we participate actively in different international projects, and we host big international conferences. And there are different forecasting products what we have in our center. And these are meteorological forecasts at different time scale, from several hours up to season or half year. And hydrological forecast of flooding situation of the rivers or our territory of Russia. Marine forecast, which provide safe navigation of the ships. And we also produce specialized forecasts, like a forecast of fire danger index and dangerous weather phenomena. We also have agrometeorological forecast and aviation forecast for safe navigation of aircrafts. And it's difficult to list of end users of our production, but in general, these are population, different economy sectors, mass media, and the political state authorities. And regarding to our participation in the CLIMSIS project, we can claim what actually our center has all necessary components to achieve the objectives of the CLIMSIS projects. And here I would like to point out main of them. We have access to the wide spectrum of database because we have status our World Meteorological Center, so we have access to the surface measurements data from meteorological stations distributed all over the world. From aerological stations, from ships, radar measurements, and satellite measurements. We have developed data assimilation system, which produce objective analysis. And also we have a hierarchy of hydrodynamical atmospheric models. We have two global circulation models. First, global semi-Lagrangian vorticity divergence, and it's already in experimental regime coupled with ocean, and few months later it will be run in operational regime fully coupled ocean atmosphere, our own model. We have also a global circulation spectral model, and we have a regional and mesoscale local models, as well as Europeans well-known, and from United States, like COSMO, WRF, ML5, ETA, and also we have two domestic models which were developed by our own specialists in our center. And to make all these heavy computations, we have necessary capacities, and thanks to the project of modernization of Rosshydromet, in the last year we have updated our computational resources, and at the current moment we have clusters of computer what in total gives 27 teraflops of power. And also we have to accomplish well main goals of the CLIMSIS project, experienced researchers, and most of them, they are members of expert teams of WMO. Also, our participants, they have a good experience in academic skill supervising PhD students and young scientists. And also, our participants of projects, they have a wide cooperation with different international and national institutions in the area of climate investigations. And here, just in brief, I would tell what we have participated in other projects, and these results compound some background for the present CLIMSIS projects. And for example, we have studied RLC breeze circulation, the components in the present situation of the sea. We also studied the effect of desiccation of the RLC, particularly we look at the temperature regime, long-term tendency of this temperature regime. And also we have studied snow cover characteristics in the RLC basin in relation to the two main rivers, Amudarya and Sirdarya, which are main source of the water for Aral Sea. And here in this slide, I'd like to present participants from our center who take part in the CLIMSIS project, including our director, Roman Vilfond, and three laboratories are included here. And I'm glad to introduce Lydia Dmitrieva and Marina Shatunova, who are at the current moment here, and they are responsible for the research which related with physics of the atmosphere studies and the microphysics of the cloudiness. And also we have a group which is responsible for the numerical modeling of some processes. And also our laboratory of operational long-range weather forecast, we are good in the data analysis issues. Okay, and also our PhD students are involved actively in this project. And actually we are very optimistic about ongoing CLIMSIS project, and since this project started a few months ago, and we already have some reports about our exchange progress of the project, and we can claim what it's very successful, and I hope what University of Girona and also Hydromet Center of Russia benefited a lot from this collaboration. And expected outcomes are listed here, and we hope for long-term, very useful, productive collaboration between our institutions. And thank you for your attention.
Bé, com que tenia les altres fetes en anglès, llegiré el discurs també en anglès, perquè tenia així preparat. Si ho tinc una presentació bilingüe o trilingüe. So it's finally my turn. Soc director de l'Escola Politècnica. Doctor Sabielov, doctor Akan, doctor Roget, cònsul, of the Russian Federation, colleagues and friends.
Hello.
First of all, let me say that it's an honor for me to be here in this presentation. There are a few things to say after all these presentations, but I would like to express my satisfaction for being here with all of you. This satisfaction has at least three good reasons. First, this program is an European project within the 7th framework program. Given the scarcity of research funding in Catalonia and Spain, the search for European funding is a priority for the University of Girona. This program is an example of success in that sense. Second, this program is clearly aligned with our internationalization policies. In particular, It's interesting to note that the University of Girona has recently defined several priority countries for mobility of students and researchers. It turns out that Russia is one of these countries. And third, it is also well known that the University of Girona is putting a particular focus on some specific areas of teaching and research activity. The most important of these areas is water, including all possible approaches to issues around this keyword. Again, a project that is centered on inland seas matches perfectly our priorities. I would like to mention some acknowledgements. First of all, I have to thank Elena for having set up this project. I have an idea of how hard she has been working to contact the partners, convince them, obtaining the funding, and starting the program. I know this quite well, since my office is just side by side with hers. So I have had the opportunity to talk quite often with her. Gràcies, Elena, per la tasca, per l'esforç i per la perseverança. Of course, I would like to thank as well the rest of institutions involved in the program, from the United Kingdom, from the US, and in particular the Russian centers that are represented here today. Thank you for working with the University of Girona in this project. And I must thank the European Union Framework Program, of course, which through its International Research Staff Change Scheme has made this program possible. I really hope, actually I'm sure, that this program is going to be a great success. Actually, there have already been several exchanges during the summer, and I think that they have accomplished the expectations. Hopefully, from the contact among all researchers involved, new ideas and projects will be defined. So I would like to finish my words asking to all of you who are involved that please work hard and enjoy the experiences abroad from your partner institutions. I must mention that I'm waiting my turn to travel to Moscow, maybe in 2 years from now, because I am involved personally also in this program. So anyway, my best wishes for the development of this project. Thank you. Doncs gràcies a tots per haver vingut i el que hem dit, endavant amb el projecte, esperem que sigui un èxit com ja sembla que comença a ser en aquests primers mesos.